Hi, Joe.
Hi, John.
How are you doing?
Looking forward to our discussions about a conference in my favourite city in the world.
Well, I think you can only be talking about OEB. So, yeah, well, why don't you tell everyone what OEB is all about?
OEB is Online Educa Berlin. It's a conference that runs in, funnily enough, Berlin every year and has done for 24, 25, something like that. It's all about education and technology, effectively, and it broadens out into business as well.
Yes, as you say, it's been going for 20-something years, and the change has been, it started out as kind of ed tech, and now, thanks to very much, amongst others, Laura Overton and Towards Maturity, and now Closer Still, which we'll come on to later, it has got this bigger kind of corporate learning stream channel piece attached to it. And that's why TJ has continued its involvement. And we're really looking forward to the conference this year. We both went last year. How was your experience last year?
I really loved it last year. And as you say, Laura Overton, Charles Jennings, Donald Clark have all done really good stuff on corporate or workplace learning and involving things in that area. And something I like about it, it's really kind of, it's low key, it's chilled, but at the same time, serious and focused. It seems like a weird thing to say, but I don't know if that resonates with you.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. I think it's part of it is it's set in such an amazing city of the amazing city of Berlin, but also being on the mainland Europe, being on the continent, it also attracts a slightly different group of people, so you get to mix with people from L&D that you wouldn't normally mix with, apart from a lot of people that we are very familiar with from the quote-unquote circuit in the UK. There's loads and loads more people from the States. There's a lot of people there's a lot of people from Africa, because obviously the ICWE who run it also run eLearning Africa, and you generally just get exposed to people from way more different industries and different professions, which gives it this completely different atmosphere to the normal L&D conferences we go to, which is just one of the reasons why I love it, really.
Yeah, it's got a kind of cosmopolitan feel in that European way, as opposed to other conferences in the UK are much more UK and London centric almost. And that's not a complaint. It's just, it's an obvious thing. If we're in the UK, we're going to be UK centric, despite the massive efforts and achievements of people to make it more European and broad. It just feels more European and cosmopolitan because, as you say, so many of the speakers are different from maybe some of the people that we see and hear a bit more of.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a significant change, which we will come on to momentarily. But what we're going to be doing, this is just an introduction to a set of short podcasts we're going to be doing about the different themes of OEB. There's an overarching theme, and then within that, there's kind of five sub-themes that explore a bit more about the talks that are going to be happening at the event. So the overall theme this year, and I'm going to read most of the first paragraph, in fact, on this site. The overall theme this year is learning to love learning, which I think is a really great positive theme to kick things off. And from the first paragraph, it says, "Technology is changing society. The way we live and the jobs we do will never be the same again. Da, da, da. In 20 years, the world of work will be unlike anything we have ever known. The development of artificial intelligence will allow machines to replace workers in many industries on an unprecedented scale. Humankind will face some fundamental existential questions." They're going big this year, aren't they? Why are we here? What are we doing? How are we different from the machines? Education will shape our response to the immense challenge of this new age. So I'll stop there, but they're tackling some quite fundamental issues beyond L&D, I'd say. What do you think?
Yeah, agreed. And I love their next sentence, education and training will have to change too. And that's something that in the L&D kind of press or, you know, the kind of Twitter sphere and LinkedIn articles and that area, people are often talking about how they've changed and updated and what they're seeing in the future, such as artificial intelligence and the huge impact it's making. And Donald Clark obviously is a fundamental person to follow and find out more about this, because it's such a big area and it's impacting us now without some of us knowing about it. It will impact us more than some of us think about. And I said at a conference recently where I was with Donald Clark, and I said, I hardly know anything about this area, but it's something that we all have to be open about, because it will change things and we need to be at least slightly aware of what's going on.
Yes, definitely. What I think is remarkable about the way they've kind of put all these themes under this umbrella term is that we are talking about disruption, instability, change, the dreaded VUCA. I'm sorry I mentioned it, but they're framing it in a very positive way. So it's like, you may not know anything about it, but here's what we're going to tell you. Here's what you need to know. And here's how, despite all this disruption, despite all this change, here's how we can still love learning. I think most of the people there will love learning, but maybe it's going to give them some tools to kind of adapt to this this new way of working, this new way of learning, and this new way of doing their jobs. Next time, we're going to talk about the first theme, which is instilling curiosity. But before we go, let's talk about the recent acquisition and how we think this is going to possibly change OEB, which is the involvement with Closer Still Media.
So Closer Still Media are a huge company. They run loads of brilliant events, including Learning Technologies, which is in London on Valentine's Day, actually, in a new location in Excel. And Closer Still Media have purchased, basically, Online Educa Berlin. They also run other conferences and they're buying into other conferences around the world. So they're a really great company to be on the lookout for. And so they've bought OEB. There's a huge, huge incentive to not tinker with something that is not broken, because OEB is brilliant. It's more like a bit of spit and polish is what I'm seeing. So there is a learning technologies element to it, which is different from previous years. And I think, unless you correct me, John, whereas normally you'd have to have a ticket for it, there's a free element of it, as with learning technologies exhibition. So there's some of the differences that I'm seeing. What are you seeing?
Well, I think it's, as you say, just to build on what you say, I think it's going to expand an already growing aspect of the event, which was the workplace learning, corporate learning element, which, like you said, Charles Jennings, Laura Overton, Joe Cross have done such an amazing job with over the last few years. And I just think that there's such a massive crossover between technology and education anyway. The whole event was founded on educational technology and that kind of intersection, that I think it made perfect sense for Closer Still to get involved. And I guess we're going to have to see. I mean, on the surface, it's going to, the number of talks and events and that side of things will obviously grow, but whether it'll change the makeup of the event, I don't think so, because like you said, it's such a brilliant event anyway, that I just think it's somewhere where people like Donald Taylor are going to be hanging out anyway. So in the short term, I don't think it'll make much change at all, but it's good to have them involved.
So this podcast was an introduction and look at the overall OEB theme, learning to love learning. And you know, we all do that at TJ already. We've got 5 more podcasts coming up. Don't worry, we're going to keep them short and sharp. And they're on the different themes about curiosity, dynamic learning, technologies, the professional skills of the future, and also results and data collection.
Looking forward to it.